And now I'm talking to you people that are bosses of other people. You have to give your workers a fair go. You have to look after them properly and give them what is right for them. Remember, you have a boss too. He is God in heaven.
Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Pray to God all the time.
Now I'm talking to all of you. Keep on praying to God and keep asking Him to help you. Keep your minds awake while you pray. Don't give up easily. And also thank God for the good things He does for you. And pray for us too. Ask God to give us a chance to tell more people about Jesus Christ. We want to explain to them the things that they didn't know before. You know, I told this message to some people and they put me in jail. But no worries, I still have to tell it to everybody. So I want you to ask God to help me make this message clear to them.
Help other people to believe in Jesus. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5.
And you too, whenever you are with people that don't believe in Jesus, you have to take any chance you get to tell them about Him. Be sensible in the way you live with these people and talk to them in a good way to get them interested in your message and be ready to answer their questions.
The end of Paul's letter. Colossians chapter 4, verse 7.
That's about all for this letter now. I'll give it to Tychicus to take to you. He is a Christian friend that we love. He works for our leader Jesus, just like I do, and he always works really well. When he gets to you, mob there, he will tell you all the news about us. And he will help you feel brave and to trust Jesus more. And I'm sending Onesimus with him. You know Onesimus. He's one of you, mob, and he's another strong Christian friend that we love. These two men will tell you all about everything that is going on here. Do you remember Aristarchus? He is here with me in jail. He says hello to you. And Mark too, he says hello to you. He is a cousin of Barnabas. And like I told you before, if he comes to visit you, tell him, good to see you, Mark. And there is another man here that says hello to you. His name is Jesus, but we call him Justice. He says hello to you too. These men are the only Jews who are working with me here. They are helping me to get more people to come into God's family, and they make this job much easier for me. And Epaphras is another one of your mob here with me. He says hello to you too. He works for Jesus too, and is always strongly praying for you. He prays that you will stay spiritually strong, and that you will properly know everything that God wants you to do. I can tell you truly that He works very hard for you and for the Christians that live in the towns called Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our good friend Luke, the doctor, says hello to you too, and so does Demas. And I want you to say hello from me to all the Christians at Laodicea. And say hello from me to Nympha and to all the Christians who meet in her house. After you mob at Colossae read this letter, send it to the church people at Laodicea so that they can read it too. And I sent another letter to that Laodicea mob a little while ago, so after they have read it, you get it from them and read it too. Now here is a special word from me to Archippus. Tell him, our leader Jesus gave you a job, so keep doing it till you finish it properly.
Paul signed this letter, Colossians chapter 4, verse 18.
This is me, Paul, writing these words now with my own hand. I got someone else to write all the words up to here, but I want you to be sure that this letter is really from me. So from here on, it is me writing it. I'm saying hello to you mob there at Colossae. Remember that I'm in jail here, and pray for me. I'm asking God to be very good to you. From Paul.